Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2015. These are the strains of the Prelude to Suite Number 3, Bach's Cello Suites, performed by the incredibly talented Zul Bailey, who is back in our studio. How are you doing, Zul?
I'm well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Zul is the artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And you are transitioning out of festival land and into something else. So what are you going to introduce to our listeners today?
Well, we've been dreaming about this for years now. My colleague, Melissa Kraut, who's co-creator of this cello seminar, the Sitka Cello Seminar, we dreamed of trying to make a canvas available to the world to study in the most beautiful place on earth, study cello. And we were dreaming about it. And when I was getting to know Sitka years ago, when I saw this place, I told her, I called her and said, I found the place. Last year was our inaugural season. We're taking advantage of the fact that we at the Sitka Summer Music Festival now own Stevenson Hall. And we are broadening out to make an annual presence, and not only in Sitka, but all of Alaska, through seminars, workshops, as well as the festival, of course, which is our flagship. So June is our festival, is what we all know. We finished. And then we immediately break into our educational component, which is more introspective versus performances for the community and outward. And students from all over the world come to study now. We have 8 slots this year that we filled that all live inside Stevenson Hall. And we study and have classes that are open to the public every day, as well as workshops and seminars and lecture discussions. And it's all culminating with Sunday's Celebration Concert,
yes,
which is kind of a punctuation mark to celebrate all of the work that's been done by these students and us.
Wow. So right on the heels of the festival, you began this cello seminar, Sitka Cello Seminar, mm-hmm. in its second year, as you said. There mm-hmm. are 8 students who are living and studying right now cello in Sitka, and one of them is in the studio right now. Benjamin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is Benjamin Francisco. He is a cellist and a budding performer who's here in Sitka, and he's joined by Melissa Kraut, who is the co-creator of this whole seminar and a cello professor here for this occasion. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be back here. Thank you for having us.
So, Melissa, you're part of one of the people, brainchild behind this seminar. How did it all come about in its second year now, this cello seminar?
I think it came after Mr. Bailey and I got to know each other, and we were discussing music festivals, and we were discussing our experiences as students at music festivals, and we started talking about the things that we missed as students, especially contact with our professors. In this situation, the students are living with us. We're hiking together. We're eating together. We're studying together. We're talking. And there's a lot of opportunity for them to ask questions, to watch us practice and rehearse, to see what our day looks like as a musician, and to really learn what that really means for them.
What difference does that make, you think, in a student's study of an instrument, to be able to live among your professor and watch their practice so closely?
I'm going to ask Benjamin to answer that, since he's having the experience
yeah.
right now.
It's really incredible. It's something that I really haven't experienced before. I know the other day I was practicing in my room, and then Mr. Bailey came and knocked on my door and showed me a bunch. He has all these incredible recordings. He just showed me a few recordings of a piece I was working on, the Franck Sonata, which was really informative. And it's something that there are very few places, I think, where you can have that kind of interaction. And it's really great for me as a student to have that kind of close connection with the people that I look up to and the people that I work with.
Now, Benjamin, you study music in Texas. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about who you are as a cellist right now. Where are you learning?
Okay. So I grew up in Hudson, Ohio, actually, and I spent a few years studying with Dr. Kraut at the Cleveland Institute of Music. I started cello when I was 4 years old, so I literally do not remember a time when I didn't play the cello. And now I study at Rice University in Houston, Texas. I'm working towards a degree in cello performance there at the Shepherd School of Music and having a great time doing it.
How did you discover this cello seminar? Or perhaps, Dr. Kraut, how did you encourage him to apply? What came first?
I think he knew about it when it was being created, because I was sharing this idea with some of my students. And Benjamin also was a really avid outdoors person when he was in high school, and he had spent time on solo camping trips and the like. And so I told him that this was the perfect combination of his love for the outdoors and for cello.
Have you had the chance to play the cello outdoors? Does that happen in camp, or is it always... It's a pretty...
You
have to be careful with this instrument.
I kind of want to keep a cello indoors.
Dry.
But I've certainly had the opportunity to experience the incredible scenery here. The other day we hiked up... Was it Gavin Hill, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a nice tough hike. And, you know, even just walking outside, I'll walk out on the porch and there's like three eagles nesting in a tree. And I've seen, like, before I came here, I'd seen two eagles in my life, and that was a big deal. So it's incredible here.
Walk us through one day at seminar.
Okay.
How does it go?
So, you know, we wake up in the morning, we go down and make ourselves cups of coffee, typical musicians. And
You walked, all three of you walked in with giant cups of coffee.
Yeah, very necessary.
Yep.
Which aren't in the studio, we just water, but...
And we drink our coffee, and then we spend the morning practicing, and then 9 to 11, we have lessons with Dr. Kraut and Mr. Bailey, half-hour lessons every day, which is another thing that is, I think, very unique about this place and something that you don't find a lot.
That being the half-hour lessons?
A lesson every day.
Oh, a lesson every
being
day.
Normally, like, for example, where I go to school, we have a lesson once per week. So having a lesson every day really increases that interaction, and it really, the teacher-student interaction, like, as you're learning something, is just so much greater. So we have lessons in the morning, and then around 2, we have either a master class, which is open to the public, a master class where a few of us will play with piano in front of the rest of the students, in front of anybody who wants to come see, and it's kind of an open lesson, I guess. Or we do a seminar where we will all sit together and talk about different topics. Yesterday we did one on career choices. That was very...
Career choices.
Yeah. It
was within very, the cello world.
Yeah, right.
World.
Well, in the music world.
It was really about what do you want to be and how do you vision that and how do you make that a reality for yourself? And just opening them up to thinking about those decisions and those possibilities for them in a really broad sense.
So this seminar is not just about the technical skill or the artistry. It's really about having a lifelong career in cello and becoming a whole person who is a cellist. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that you just hit it on the head, is that we're trying to create people to be whole people, to be aware of how beautiful music is in their surroundings and not just for themselves. And we practice as young people so much to master our craft, but what is the purpose of it? It's to find ourselves, it's to then incorporate ourselves in a community and make good. We're trying to bridge that gap right now. A lot of these cellists are very much masters of their craft, and they come in here and we're trying to crack that egg open to make them now go back to their real lives after the seminar and be awake.
You are conducting a celebration on Sunday where the public has the incredible benefit of seeing some of these young performers, and you both will be playing. So that's taking place on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
July 12th at 7:30 at Allen Hall. It's $10 at Old Harbor Books, which is such a steal considering what you're seeing. My last question for you, this sounds like a really special 13 days, 2 weeks. How are you going to end this whole seminar for yourselves? You'll have a big party, maybe. I don't know. How are you going to wrap this all up?
That's a great question. Maybe we'll take another hike.
Yeah. But last year we did that. We had a big hike, and everyone just kind of sat enjoying the final landscape of Sitka. Maybe that'll happen again.
Okay. Zoll Bailey is the artistic director of Sitka Summer Music Festival. Dr. Melissa Kraut is one of the co-creators of the seminar and a professor here as well. And Benjamin Francisco is a cellist. You will see him on Sunday night. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.